With us today is Bill O'Reilly, one of the smartest guys I know, a journalist, a best-selling author, 20 million books and above, and he's been in Europe all week. Bill O'Reilly, give us an update. What the heck is going on in Europe, and what pulse did you get of things going on?
Well, I went to Malta, the island nation south of Sicily, north of Libya. And since I've been to all the Greek islands except the one that you were born on, I went a little bit west. And I went there because I'm a historian, and that Malta is unbelievable history, all the way back to the Phoenicians, to the Nazis. I mean, it's incredible. Everybody heard about the Knights of Malta. And the island is a nation. It is the smallest country in the EU, European Union. And it is very interesting how they govern. On the one hand, it's very liberal. Pot is legalized. People kind of do what they want. On the other hand, they don't tolerate situations that would hurt the 500,000 people that live on Malta. For example, every European country, John, has a problem with migrants coming from the Middle East and Africa, sailing across the Mediterranean, and then they're released into the EU. Does that sound familiar to anybody here in the United States?
100%.
There's only one country that doesn't have that problem, and that's Malta. And you would think that it would, because that's the closest country to North Africa. But what they do, the government does, is if you show up in Malta without a valid passport, they put you immediately into detention for 8 months. Your case isn't even heard for 8 months. And then when your case is heard, it takes about 15 minutes for you to be deported. So the smugglers of the migrants don't even bother. And they don't have any problem at all. The boats go right past Malta to Italy, where there is an enormous problem with migration. So that's one thing I learned. I did talk to the Minister of Defense at his request in Malta. They know me there through TV and radio. And I asked him about, I said, what do people think about Biden? Nobody cares about Joe Biden in Malta. He has the lowest possible profile. I said, what about Trump? Divided. They like Trump's foreign policy because there were no wars in those 4 years. But they don't like Trump's climate change stance. So anyway, it was I'm back. It was a great trip. Learned a lot. And when I travel, that's what I want to do.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly, that was the reason England or the United Kingdom did Brexit, because they were tired of being invaded, and the British population went from 67% British down to something like 47, and they panicked. And Germany and France has devastated their countries with immigration, and I understand Switzerland this week or last week put their foot down. And then they're going to ban the migrants coming in.
Well, all the way up to Sweden, where the population now is 10% foreign-born, and Sweden is a historically homogenous country, every government is under siege. But, you know, the Maltese is pretty simple. You can't come here without a reason and a legal basis to come here. And there's no problem there. So, you know, if you're going to play around with it, you're going to get hurt. And certainly in the United States, in the open border Biden administration, that has devastated our country.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the States. You're back. What happened in the last week or so? I mean, President Trump is going to be forced to sit in court for weeks and weeks and weeks because they're forcing him to sit there in New York City. And he can't go out and campaign. I mean, that doesn't sound to me that's fair and square.
I think everybody who's
fair-minded knows that this is a political prosecution by Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan. I don't think there's any two sides to that story. The basis of the case is extortion. So a woman, 4 days before the 2016 election, contacted the Trump Organization and said, if you don't pay me money, I'm going to say that Donald Trump had an affair with me. That was Stormy Daniels. Have you ever heard, John, in your life, a criminal prosecution based upon extortion? Have you? I mean, I haven't.
I can't believe
that's what
still
the basis of this whole thing is. And
I can't
hear that the yes. state of New York wants to destroy, and I use that word literally,
destroy
Donald Trump and his organization. That's what the state of New York is using its power to do.
It all started, Bill O'Reilly, when Donald Trump gave his state, his incoming state speech, whatever it's called, and handed it to Nancy Pelosi, and she tore it in half. I mean, my God, how can anybody do that? And then Nancy Pelosi brings in these people with no credibility to go after Trump, to go after Justice, what was the justice's name that they brought in, the prostitutes or from California?
I'm not
yes.
sure where what
yes,
case
him.
You're referring to.
Yes, when they testified when our last justice for the Supreme Court was being interviewed.
You're right. The genesis of all this is the progressive movement hates Donald Trump because Trump appointed conservative justices to the Supreme Court. And remember our Senator Charles Schumer standing outside the House of Brett Kavanaugh saying that after the Roe v. Wade decision, you guys are going to be sorry, actually threatening the Supreme Court. So look, I think, again, let's go back to fair-minded people. Everybody knows the political process is out of control in America right now. And I don't, again, I use those words literally. It's out of control. And it has to play out if Trump gets convicted of whatever Bragg is charging him with, some kind of manipulation of funds to pay off Stormy Daniels. It's going to go up to the Supreme Court. So will his real estate thing that was engineered by our Attorney General, Letitia James. That'll all wind up in the Supreme Court, but in the meantime, it affects the presidential campaign. However, I think it helps Trump at this point more than hurts him.
Bill O'Reilly, did you know that OJ was that sick that he passed away this week?
No, I don't follow him. I did cover the trial. He was guilty, in my humble opinion. I believe the man is a sociopath. His conduct throughout his life has been bizarre, to say the least. He lost control of himself. And I believe he murdered his wife and the young man who happened to be on the scene at the time. The case was, I'm searching for the word now. The case was depressing in the sense that Americans took sides based on race, skin color. And he was acquitted. You know, when I heard the acquittal, again, I covered the case for Inside Edition. I wasn't that surprised because the African-American community was basically saying to the justice system, well, you're corrupt. You hate us, and we're not going to let you, whether he did it or not, convict O.J. Simpson. And I could understand, you know, because a guy like Mark Furman, an L.A., ex-L.A. police officer, was racist, there's no doubt. And that department historically has had a lot of trouble with African-Americans. I understand why blacks might hate the LAPD. But you don't let a murderer walk out the door, and they did.
Understood. We got a minute left. What else would you like to get off your shoulders? the chest on a Sunday morning.
I'm ramping up my election coverage now on BillO'Reilly.com on WABC Radio with Common Sense at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. And we're really kicking it to high gear. And on Monday, I think you'll be very interested in this, I'm putting forth the three greatest blunders made by presidents of the United States, the top three mistakes.
We're going to name the president. That would be interesting.
Yep.
And I look forward to talking to you, too. At what are we, 5:45 on Monday nights we're on?
Yeah. And you'll have the blunders by then. So we'll be able to give everybody a preview on Cats and Cosby at 5:45 on Monday.
Bill O'Reilly, have a great weekend. And I always enjoy talking to you. And let's have more good times together. Thank you so much.
All right, John. Thanks for having me in.